弟兄姐妹朋友们早上平安。
May peace and joy be with our brothers and sisters and friends。
在一个寒冷的冬天，有一个人名叫 Alex， 他独自到中西部的芝加哥去出差。
In a wintry winter, a person by the name of Alex went to be on duty to the very cold area, Chicago。
在经历几天的寒冷天气以后，
So after a few days of suffering the cold weather,
这个 Alex 向他的妻子 Joyce 建议
，and then this man Alex and make a suggestion to his wife, Joyce.
他说等我们出差以后，我们可以一起到这个佛罗里达去度假避寒一下。
So he said after my job is done in Chicago, maybe we go to a warmer area such as Florida.And then we have a vacation together.
这个 Joy 当然是很高兴的，就同意了。
And of course, his wife Joyce was very happy and agreed.
这个好不容易等到出差结束，这个 Alex 就直接从芝加哥搭机飞到佛罗里达。
So finally, his duty is finished, and Alex flew to Florida and alone.
他住进了他与 Joyce 约定的那个旅馆里面。
And after he checked in, in a hotel, where he and his wife agreed on,
这个 Joyce 就从家里那边过来。
And then Joyce came.
这个 Alex 知道说有必要要让他的妻子 Joyce 知道说他已经安全抵达。
But before her wife arrived, and Alex have a feeling that, oh, maybe I should tell her that I'm everything fine, I'm settled down here.
所以他就上了这个旅馆的电脑网路，送了一封很简短的这个电子邮件给他的妻子。
So he went to the internet in the hotel and sent a very short message to his wife Joyce.
因为一时的心急跟疏忽，他就把他这个妻子 Joyce 的这个账号打错了。
And without his knowing, he accidentally mistyped the.Email account address.
所以这封短讯就送到另外一个人的地方去。
So the message, instead of sending to his wife, and it was misrouted to another person.
那个人恰巧是一位师母。
And this other person happened to be a wife of a pastor.
而且他的牧师先生刚刚过世没有几天。
And also happened that the husband of this pastor's wife passed away a few days ago.
这个时候就在这位师母的家里面，他们家里的人听到一声嘣的一声。
So in the house of this pastor's wife, and all of a sudden there was a loud sound, boom.
好像有什么东西碰到地面。
As if something had fell down in big bang.
所以他们家人就出来查看一下。
So the family member came and tried to examine what had happened.
他们发现这位师母已经昏倒在他的电脑前面。
And then they discovered that the pastor's wife already swooned and fell down on the floor.
他家人查看了一下，也不知道是什么原因，为什么他昏倒。
And then they look at her and do not find out anything in particular.
但是他发现这个师母的电脑屏幕上这样子写着。
And then they go and look at the computer and seeing there's a message appear on the screen.
他这样写着说：“亲爱的，我刚刚登记完毕，已经搬了进来。
My dear, I just finished the check-in procedure and I'm settled down now.
但是这个下面还是蛮热的。
But he also added, this place is so damn hot.
好，这让我们读一节经文，几节经文。
So let us read the several verses.
这个经文是在约翰福音的第十章二十二到二十八节。
It's recorded in John chapter 10, verse 22 through 28.
那我先念中文，然后我等一下我就挺提醒。
So we're going to read
念英文
Chinese verse, and then I follow up with the English version.
也有在你的节目单后面也有。
And it has been printed on your bulletin.
在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候。耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走，犹太人围着他说：“你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们。”耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们， 你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
John chapter 10 starting with verse 22. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in the Solomon colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
从刚才我跟你们所分享的这个故事当中，
So from the short story I just shared with you in a moment,
你们知不知道这位师母为什么昏倒？
Do you know why this pastor's wife swooned and fell on the floor?
如果大家还记得在路加福音十六章里面，
She was thought of a story recorded in Luke chapter 16.
主耶稣给我们讲了一个这个财主与拉撒路的比喻。
And Jesus told us a parable of Lazarus and the rich man.
在这个故事当中，那个讨饭的拉撒路死了。
In the story, the beggar whose name is Lazarus, died,
被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And then the angel carried him to the bosom of Abraham.
财主也死了，并且埋葬了，但他却被放到阴间。
And later on, this rich man also died, and he was thrust into hell.
在那里受到火焰的煎熬而极其痛苦。
And then he was in terrible torment.
所以我们可以理解到为什么这位师母会昏倒。
Now you come to understand why this pastor's wife fell down.
因为她误以为她的牧师先生竟然没有得救，而被放到那有火焰的阴间去了。
Because she thought that her husband was not safe, because in his email he said this place is so damn hot.
虽然这是个误会，但确定我们不禁要问一个问题，就是说，到底得救的确据是什么？
So even though this is a story or a misunderstanding, but we ought to ask ourselves a question: What is the evidence for being saved?
是因着我们在社会上或教会中服事的地位呢？
Is it because we serve in the church or because our reputation in the society?
还是因着我们的好行为呢？
Or maybe our good deeds.
或者是我们需要穷得像那个拉撒路一样呢？
Or maybe we ought to be as down and out like this beggar Lazarus?
当然都不是。
Of course, this is not the right answer.
答案就是在我们刚刚所读的经文当中。
So the answer can be found in the scripture we just read.
那就是主耶稣所说的我的羊。
And then the key answer is what Jesus said, Are you my sheep?
因此是不是主耶稣的羊是很重要的，因他是得救的确据。
So whether you are the sheep of Jesus Christ is very crucial because your eternal destiny is hinged on this proposition.
是一个永生跟永死的分界。
Is aDifference between eternal death and eternal life.
所以我们必须问自己这么样一个问题：我是不是主耶稣的羊？
We ought to ask ourselves, Am I the sheep of Christ?
这也是今天我想跟大家分享。
So this is the theme that I'm going to preach to you this morning.
所以首先让我来定义一下什么是耶稣的羊，然后耶稣的羊会有什么样的表现，最后耶稣的羊会得到什么样的应许。
So we ponder.Upon this subject in three aspects. First, what does it mean by being the sheep of Jesus? And then, what is the characteristic of Christ's sheep? And what kind of promise we are given for, as the sheep of Jesus?
第一点就是，耶稣的羊其实指的就是一个真正认识耶稣是基督的人。
So let's go to the first point. Jesus' sheep is whoever truly knows Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音当中，主耶稣给我们有七个宣称。
So in the book of John, Jesus himself gave us seven proclamation.
他说，我是生命的粮，我是活水，我是世界的光，我是羊的门，我是好牧人，我是道路、真理、生命，还有我是真葡萄树。
And Jesus said in seven I am. The first one, I am the bread of life. I'm the living water. I'm the light of the world. I'm the gate for the sheep. I'm a good shepherd. And I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then lastly, he said, I am the true vine.
其中羊的门跟好牧人是出现在约翰福音的第十章当中。
And this two, among these two I ams, there are two of them are especially noteworthy. That is, the gate for the sheep and the good shepherd, they all recorded in the same chapter as our theme passage.
他们预表了主耶稣是好牧人，而羊指的是属于他的人。
And then it points out the fact that Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep under his hand.
对于好牧人，他说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
”And Jesus not only say, "I'm good shepherd," he continued by saying that a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
这句话就表明了他对羊的安全与需要并没有疏忽。
So this latter part of the proclamation and emphasize on our good shepherd concern our securities and our needs.
更表达了他爱他的羊，以至于愿意为他牺牲。
And this is the ultimate expression of love to the extent that our shepherd is willing to sacrifice his life for us.
然后他又强调说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
And then he said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me.
这代表了他和他的羊之间关系的亲密。
So we talk about the very intimate relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
从这里我们可以学到一个很重要的词，叫做认识。
So from this,we learn a very important question, that is to know.
他的意思是知道清楚明白，或经过学习后清楚明白。
So knowing is a very difficult task. It born out of serious study.
在新约马太福音当中，约瑟听从天使的话，而没有跟玛利亚同房。
And the Gospel Matthew and Joseph and the fiancé of Mary.And listen to the commandment of the angel and not to have intercourse with his wife.
这个男女同房就是跟认识在原文上是同一个。
So this knowing is really point to the conjugal relationship.
所以我们知道这个认识不是光是表面上的知道而已，而是具有亲密关系的知道。
So knowing is not just I know your name, I know your address, but it's a very intimate relationship.
而且这个认识不只是单向的而已，它是双向的，因为关系是两方面的。
So to know a person is not unilateral, but bilateral.
那么你觉得要认识一个人难不难？
And do you think when you said you know a certain person, it's an easy thing to you?
有句话说，画虎画皮难画骨。
And if you're interested in painting, you will know to draw a tiger's shape and to draw a tiger's skin is very easy, but it's very difficult or almost impossible to draw its bones.
意思就是说，我们要真正认识一个人是很困难的。
So it means one may know a person for a long time without really understanding his true nature.
有时候我们常常说我们认识某某人，但其实都只是点头之交。
And sometimes in our casual conversation, they said, oh, I know this guy, I know this person. And actually, those are no more than a nothing acquaintance.
所以这种认识都只是感官上啦，或者是表面上的认知而已。
So this kind of knowing is really on the level of senses. It's very superficial.
而要真正的认识一个人是必须要花时间跟下功夫的。
So to really to know some person, you have to spend time and effort.
同样的，当我们说要认识神，我们也是要花时间跟下功夫。
So in a similar way, if you really want to know God, you have to spend time and effort.
而且是更多，因为圣经告诉我们说神是灵。
And even more, because God is different than man, God is spirit.
我们的肉眼是没有办法看见他。
And our naked eye is impossible to see God.
那么我们怎么样才能够认识神呢？
And then the question is, how can we understand God?
使徒约翰告诉我们说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And the Apostle John says, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
也说只有透过认识神的儿子才能够认识神。
So in other words, you are unable to know God unless you know God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
神让他的儿子降世为人，成为肉身的耶稣住在我们中间，其目的就是为了让我们知道他的爱。
So another mystery in the Bible is the incarnation. That means God became man and dwelt among us so that we can understand his love.
当他派遣天使向住在伯利恒野地的牧羊人宣告这个耶稣降生的消息的时候，
So remember at the first Christmas, and the angel make a proclamation from heaven saying this.
他说，今天在大卫的城里面为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
所以耶稣是以人类救主这个身份来到这个世界。
So Jesus came here with the identity that he is the savior of the humankind.
为的是拯救我们脱离罪的刑罚，也就是那永远的灭亡。
In order to deliver us from the punishment of sin, that is the eternal condemnation.
可是耶稣是不是就因此大受当时的犹太人的欢迎呢？
But even with such a noble mission, does it mean that Jesus was hardly welcomed by the Jewish people of his time?
在刚刚我们所读过的经文24到25节。
So just the two verses we read earlier,
我们就可以看出，即使是耶稣奉父神的名行了许多的神迹奇事，犹太人仍然是不信他的真正身份是基督。
Even Jesus has performed so many miracles in front of them,But those Jewish people still refuse to accept Jesus as a savior.
他们的不相信，追根究底，就是从心里的拒绝接
受。 So get to the heart of the matter is because they willfully reject from their heart.
犹太人认为耶稣是什么？是亵渎神说浅妄的话。
So what did the Jewish consider Jesus was? Because they consider him as a blasphemy.
他们对耶稣的评语是，你是个人，反将自己当作神。
And they accuse Jesus by saying, you are a mere man, but claim to be God.
这就是关键的所在。
This is the problem.
他们先入为主的成见使他们无法超越。
So their strong first impression or preoccupation and prejudice prevent them from knowing our Lord Jesus.
他们对耶稣的认识就只停留在感官上的表面上的认识。
So their understanding is really superficial. It's really staying in the level of sensual perception.
所以他们没有信心去接受耶稣是基督的事实。
And therefore they do not have the faith to receive the fact that Jesus was indeed the Savior.
这和今天许多不信耶稣是基督的人是一样的。
So today, many people, just like those Jewish people,
当基督的信仰没有办法通过他们理智还有知识的框架的时候，他们就决定那不是真的。
Because when the Christianity could not pass over their rationality, and they just give up.
所以，因此我们要真正的认识一个人，不能只停留在感官肤浅上的认知。
So therefore, if we want to know a person,And not to mention about God, we should not stay in the level of sensibility.
我们必须愿意将心敞开，与他接近，去了解他。
We must have an open mind and receive him with a reverent heart, and then you will know him.
既然犹太人选择不愿意相信耶稣是基督，他们自然就无法真正的认识到耶稣的身份。
So because they willfully reject the identity of Jesus, and this is why they are not never able to understand who Jesus really are.
难怪耶稣回答这些犹太人说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信。”
And this is why Jesus replied them in this way: "I already told you, but you willfully reject me."
因着他们的不信，就证明了他们不是主耶稣的羊。
So based on their unbelief, so it is a proof that they are not the sheep of Jesus.
这也就是为什么耶稣又说：“只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。”
And then Jesus.Conversely, saying, "You don't believe because you are not my sheep."
由此可见，我们若真的认识耶稣是基督，相信他是我们生命的救主，我们就是属于他的人，也就是他的羊。
So it follows that if you really know Jesus, then you will be his sheep and you will follow him.
可是这个相信好像有点抽象。
But when we said faith or believing in something.Can be a very abstract terms.
有什么证据我们可以向世人证明说我们是耶稣的羊呢？
So, do you have any evidence to be certain that you say that I am the sheep of God?
也就是说，耶稣的羊有什么样的特征跟表现呢？
And then the next question is, what is the characteristic of being the sheep of Jesus?
这就是我们的第二点。
So, this is the second point I'm going to turn to.
也就是耶稣的羊必然会听他的声音，也会跟随他。
And the answer is very simple. Jesus' sheep will listen to his voice and follow him.
神造人实在是很奇妙。
So when God created human being, it's really a masterpiece. It's very a mystery. It's very interesting.
他让我们有耳朵可以听见不同的声音。
And then have you thought about that? Our ear can only detect a certain narrow range.Of frequencies.
因为能听到声音，我们就可以察觉危险，辨别不同的事物和它们所在。
So, because we have this audible faculty, therefore we are able to detect the danger.
我们也可以聆听音乐，用声音来沟通，来说话。
And on the other hand, we can use our hearing ability to enjoy the music.
一般来说，我们人的耳朵能够听见的这个频率范围大概是20个赫兹到2万的赫兹之间。
So our range, audible range, is very limited, roughly from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz.
除非是有其他的仪器的帮助，否则我们一超过这个频关，我们就听不见。
Unless there will be under the aid of the instrument, we are not able to listen beyond the range I just mentioned.
当我们年纪越大的话，我们就越无法听到那个高频的声音。
So actually, the bad news as you grow older and older, your range will shrink gradually.
这也就是重听现象的开始。
So this is the phenomenon of you know, some people just keep asking. After you saying to him, he just keep asking again and again.
这个到了严重的时候，就可能会完全失去这个听力。
So the ultimate seriousness is that he or she could not even hear.
但是你有没有发觉我们的耳朵有另外一种功能
？And do you know that our ear, that is made by God, has another function?
我给它起名叫做选择性听力。
And it's what I call a selective hearing.
这种功能跟年龄没有关系。
So this kind of selective hearing is not a function of your age.
而是跟人与人之间的亲密关系有关。
So it's related to the human relationships.
前一阵子我在教会的午餐的时候就看见了这样奇异的功能。
And let me give you an example to tell you what I mean. And not long ago, during the church lunchtime, and I experienced a very interesting thing.
我们都知道我们教会的午餐是一个愉快的团契时光。
So we know that everybody enjoy our lunch and everybody like to talk and joyfully.
弟兄姐妹高谈阔论大声欢笑常常是充满了整个餐厅。
And they spoke loudly and with great joy.
如果再加上我们那个隔音那个回音，我们就会发觉这个餐厅变得很吵杂。
So in our fellowship hall, you know the audio design is not very good, so we oftentimes heard a lot of echoes.
即使面对面讲话，有时候我们都需要提高嗓门，才能够让对方能够听见。
So because there was a high noisy background, and every time when we talk to one another, we have to raise our voice.
几个星期前的一个主日，在崇拜结束后。
So several Sundays ago, after the sermon.
又到了我们那个快乐午餐时间。
And then everybody joyfully went down and prepared to eat.
当然又是人声吵杂，然后欢笑满堂。
And then just as usual, it's very noisy and clamorous.
突然之间，在跟我寒暄的那个隐灵姐妹就放下手上的东西。
So at that moment, I was talking to our sister, Yingling, and all of a sudden, and seemingly for no reason, she.Put down all the food and fork and spoon, and then went out.
那时候我有点惊讶，有点错愕。
So I thought I was not knowing what was going on.
但是等一下子的话，我就看见她抱着 Kara 走进来。
And later on, I saw her carrying Kayla back to the fellowship hall.
原来 Kayla 在这个餐厅外面的楼梯里面哭得很伤心。
So what had happened was Kayla was something happened to her, and then she was crying.
说真的，这个能够在那个那么吵杂的环境之下，一下子马上能够听出来是自己的小孩子在哭。
So can you remember a mother can hear her child's voice among the noisy environment?
这个除了证实了神创造的奇妙以外，我们也看到他们母女之间关系的亲密。
So this story points out that our God created human being in a very unique way, and also it points to the fact that our hearing is also related to our relationship with other peoples.
这个经验也告诉我们说，做我们跟神之间的关系是。能够这样有紧密的话，我们也就是能够像一条热线一样连在一起。
So if we can apply this story into our relationship with God, that is, if we have a good relationship with God, then our communication with our Heavenly Father will just like we have a hotline.
是直接、快速，而且没有干扰的。
It was directed and swift.
我们可以随时听到的声音。然后他也随时可以听到我们的祷告。
And no interference. Any moment we can hear his voice, and any moment our Lord can listen to us.
在经文的二十七节，主耶稣说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。”
And in John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me."
他给我们。清楚地指出，凡是属于他的羊有两个表现。
And the scripture clearly points out that for those who belong to Jesus will listen to his voice.
第一个就是会听他的声音，另外一个就是一旦听他的声音就会跟着走。
So we not only listen to his voice, but after that we ought to have some kind of action that is to follow him.
这本来就是一只羊应该有的表现。
So actually, this is a natural expression of a sheep in relationship to its shepherd.
因为透过这样的行动，羊就可以得到适当的供应和保护。
So because this listening and following, the sheep will be protected and will be well fed.
一只不听牧羊人声音的羊。很可能就会迷失在旷野或误入别的羊圈里面。
So imagine if the sheep does not listen to the shepherd, it's very easy for it to wander around the wilderness and be lost.
除了没有受到适当的供应和保护之外，还有可能会被野狼吃掉。
And this lost sheep, not only will it receive the proper nourishment, but he may be devoured by the wild animal.
大卫在诗篇二十三篇就有这样的感受。
So in Psalm chapter 23, which we are all familiar with,
他说耶和华是他的牧者，因此他不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
他可以躺卧在青草地上，也可以在安歇的水边。
And we will lie down in the green pastures and the streaming water.
即使是行过那死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
若我们以为我们已经认识耶稣是基督，但我们的心思、意志、性情、生活所喜爱的、所憎恶的，都与从前没有两样。
So if we said that we are the sheep of God, and yet our thought and our will and our disposition and our life is no different than those who are not.
我们对神的话不喜欢听。我们也不愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主。
So we have no appetite for the word of God, and we are not willing to carry our own cross.
我们也就会让人很怀疑，我们是不是真的是耶稣的羊。
Then we will be doubtful that whether we are the sheep of Jesus.
主耶稣在马太福音就警告我们说。
So actually, Jesus.In the book of Matthew, give us a severe warning.
他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能多进天国；唯独遵行天父旨意的人。”
Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
他要我们知道，只有愿意听从神旨意的人，才是真正耶稣的羊。
So what Jesus meant is, unless you listen to His commandment and His instruction, you are not His sheep.
透过我们只听耶稣的声音而跟随他的行为，就表明我们与耶稣之间有亲密的关系。
But for those who listen to Jesus and follow Him, then we will enjoy the intimate, good relationship with our Savior, Lord Jesus.
我们可以向世人证明说，我们相信耶稣是我们的生命救主，也就是说，我们是耶稣的羊。
Then you will have confidence to proclaim to the unbelieving world that we belong to Jesus.
那我们进入最后一点，就是耶稣的羊会得到什么样的应许呢
？And the last point of this sermon is Jesus' sheep has an unbreakable promise of eternal life.
也就是说，耶稣的羊有永生的应许，不会失落。
And the proof of being the sheep of Jesus, that is, we receive the unbreakable promise of eternal life endowed to us by God.
我不知道你是否曾经感到这个神没有信守他的承诺。
So I don't know what is your spiritual condition today.
或是你曾经怀疑埋怨神没有照着你所想他会成就的方法来成就你的祷告。
Maybe you doubt our Lord for not listening to your prayer according to your own way.
比如说神应许会让信他的人充满喜乐跟平安。
And then did God promise me that if I believe you, you will give me joy and peace?
但是我们看到美国的经济跟伦理道德一天一天的走下坡。世界局势的恶化，我们就心里忧心忡忡。
But in reality, today, if you read the newspaper and watch the TV, you find out economic and ethical morals are running downhill day by day. And then we begin to worry and seek in our heart.
又假如比如说我们为了得癌症的亲人或朋友能够得医治而祈求祷告。
So maybe we pray for our loved ones who were suffering into cancer or serious illness.
但是神没有答应。
But if God doesn't listen to according to your pleading.
虽然神应许说他会回答我们祷告，但是有时候总觉得神的承诺并没有实现。
So even though Jesus promised to listen to our prayer, but in reality, seemingly, he doesn't listen to us at all sometimes.
像这些感觉、经验都会让我们对神的信心。
So this kind of feeling and this kind of experiences may discourage us
可是你有没有想过，为什么我们的期望跟神的应许承诺之间会有落差呢？
So have you thought about that? Why our expectation and God's promise have a distance and sometimes not being connected together?
这个每日灵粮的一个主编科尔丁汉就说，认为他其中有几个原因。
And then there was a Christian writer, and he analyzed the situation and he summarized into four reasons.
就是四个原因。第一个是就是我们有那个不正确的期望。
And the first is a faulty expectation.
我们以为神会照着我们所想的方法跟时间来成就。
And sometimes we think that God will fulfill our prayer according to our way and according to our time.
第二个就是误解神的应许跟应用。
And the second reason is that we have a faulty interpretation and application of His word.
我们误解了神所承诺的是在那种特定的情况下给特定的对象。
So sometimes God answers our prayer in particulars and according to the circumstances that we do not fully understand.
比如说这个以西结书这个枯骨的意象。
And just like the story recorded in the book of Ezekiel and talk about the resurrection of the dry bones.
神应许以色列全家在末后的日子会复兴。
And Jesus promised the Israelites, the children of God, that at the end day, and the whole house of Israel will come alive.
但这个并不适用于我们。
But this kind of promise does not directly applicable to our own circumstances.
第三个就是我们有那种不正确的这种感受。
And the third reason why there's a distance between our expectation and God's promise because we have a faulty feelings.
尤其是当我们心灵受到创伤的时候，我们的感情就很冲动，而埋怨神没有成就他所应许。
So especially in the times of hurt and suffering, and then our feeling become impetuous and then become not stable.
第四个就是我们有那个健忘症。
And then all people agree that we have a faulty memory.
我们常常忘记神过去对我们的信实和他所成就所应许。
Because we forget about the faithfulness and his fulfillment of his word in our life in the past.
由以上的这些原因，我们可以看到我们自己的不足。
So from all these four reasons, we recognize that we are very inadequate.
我们需要知道神成就他的应许是根据他的定规、他指定的对象、他的时间和他的方法。
You know, when Jesus fulfills certain promise and answers certain prayers, it's according to his terms and his intended audience and his own method, not ours.
他是信实的神。在民数记二十三章十九节，就对神的信实做了一个很清楚的描述。
So of course, our Jesus is faithful when he is manifest in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19.
他说：“神非人，必不至说谎；也非人子，必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？”
And Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
使徒保罗也以他亲身的经历告诉我们说，我们纵然失信，他仍然是可信，因为他不能背负自己。
And then Paul in the New Testament, especially 2 Timothy verse 2:13, if we are faithless, and he will remain, he, God, will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
当我们明白神是信实的神以后，我们就可以肯定耶稣的应许是绝对可靠的。
So once you have the conviction that our Lord is faithful, then we know that what he say, what he act is reliable.
因为他与神原为一。
Because Jesus and his Father was one.
他应许我们
is one.He's one all the time.
R1.
R1. Okay.
R1.
Yes.
他应许我们在经文的二十八节说：“我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。”
Here comes a very joyful and astounding promise recorded in John chapter 10, verse 28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
这对所以属于他的人是一个多么宝贵的承诺。
So now you can see that it's very important to be Jesus' own.
这表示凡是属于他的人，他们在神的家中的地位是稳固的。
So that means whoever belongs to Jesus, their identity is guaranteed.
他们不会被死亡所吞灭，他们也不会因任何的外在因素而失落。
And they will not be devoured by death, nor falling into apostasy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So my dear brothers and sisters,
你怎么知道你是耶稣的羊呢？
Now how do you know that you are the sheep of Jesus?
答案是，若你真正认识耶稣的身份是基督，是你生命的主宰，相信他可以从你把你从最终拯救出来，你就重生而成为他的羊。
So if you truly believe the identity of Jesus being your Savior and knowing that he's the Son of God and believe he was resurrected from the death, then you will be saved.
这个重生的证据就是你喜欢聆听主耶稣的声音，愿意跟随他。
So the evidence of a regenerated life, that is whether you have the appetite and willingness to follow our Lord Jesus.
而跟他有一个很紧密的关系。
And then have a very intimate connection and relationships.
同时你的重生是有圣灵在你心里做印证的。
And then regeneration have the internal testimonies from the Holy Spirit within your soul.
使徒约翰在约翰一书三章告诉我们说，我们之所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
So it's manifest in 1 John chapter 3 verse 24. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
而最宝贵的是，你重生的生命是永不灭亡的。
So it's very important to remember that this eternal life is the life everlasting. It will not perish.
也不会失去的，因为这是主耶稣的应许。
And it will not be lost because this is the promise of our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里，我真的是很诚心的希望大家都能够真正的成为耶稣的羊。
So it's my earnest prayer for hope that each one of us here today, upon listening to this sermon, be the true sheep of our Lord Jesus.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
主，我们真的是满心感谢的来到你的面前。
And Lord, we come to your throne with joy.
因为你应许我们，我们有永生，我们不会灭亡。
Because you promise us that eternal life, and we will never perish.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所成就的。
And we are so grateful that what you have done on the cross for us.
愿我们一生一世都真的是能够走在你这个永生的道路上。
And we pray that our whole life will walk on your way and follow your footsteps.
愿你的恩典慈爱能够随着我们每一位。
May your love and loving kindness follow us all the days of our lives.
让我们经历像大卫一样能够为你所牧养。
So we just like King David, that he, just like him, he is a man after God's heart.
求主能够保守我们每一位。
May you keep us in your fellowship.
我们这样子的祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thus we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.